Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Coming up, I didn't have the answer, but a listener does. That quickly, people must be sitting there with information. Bang! It's like they are teleporting it into my mind. I'll read you that question a listener had about this nursing home stuff. Andrew Cuomo has looked competent in press conferences, but the media doesn't like to report this big issue, New York Post is, of putting people that were coronavirus COVID-19 positive into nursing home settings. And Pennsylvania might have the same issue here. But first, we're honored to bring on the big front here, a lot of action politically in the national level, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Tommy Hicks, joins us in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Hicks, Tommy, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Dom, thanks for having me on.
Well, I know when we talk to your colleague, who's also the co-chair, it's a lot about fundraising, how important Pennsylvania is. But I wanted to talk about a couple things with you today. Joe Biden in all this, Tommy, are you guys feeling that the media is finally, we're seeing a couple of cracks here on the Tara Reid thing, Washington Post saying he has to answer questions, New York Times even more, saying they did not say these allegations are false. Are we seeing any kind of opening up of what is an important matter?
Well, that will be handled by the wheels of justice, but the media has no credibility. Just compare how Washington Post and New York Times covered General Flynn.
Yes.
And how they're covering Tara Reid. You can't believe these reporters anymore.
Yes. What I'm saying is, though, I'm in complete agreement, but I am a bit surprised. So you guys are doing a good job. Talk radio and Fox News are doing a good job getting this out there, that even the Washington Post finally has addressed this. You're right, though. If this were an all-out full-court press, Tucker Carlson, Tommy, last night made a great point. Joe Biden was the day-to-day executor of Title IX and all these kangaroo courts on college campuses. Tara Reid's credibility is much better than a lot of those cases, and yet there's widespread disinterest.
Absolutely. And she also is taking personal risk by filing a complaint. There are repercussions to not telling the truth. So it never ceases to amaze me and the free pass that is given to Democrats by the media. And it's important that we keep bringing this up and making sure the American people understand how important these things are.
Absolutely. Now, the importance of General Flynn, let's put it into a big picture, media, political context. Where we are right now is only the tip of the iceberg, where a lot more documents, a lot more stuff that is going to come out. But to any reasonable person at this point, it's amazing how the FBI at least violated all their protocols and how they were looking to get him fired. I mean, that's not their job. If they think he committed an illegal act, okay. That those are the two things that jump out at me at this point. What jumps out at you?
Well, you know, I know a lot of people who are in the Justice Department and FBI who are very, very good people, and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. But if these reports are true, and if they actually tried to do this to an American citizen, but also American hero, Michael Flynn is an American hero. It's shameful, and it should shake us to our core.
Oh, absolutely. That is the thing that you would think the big media would be the watchdog of the FBI, people that have very little watchdogs around them. That is supposed to be their job. And pretty clearly, that's what happened here with Michael Flynn, I think. The economy is going to be a big issue, particularly here in Pennsylvania. And I wanted to ask you kind of a nuanced question about Biden. Biden's people at least get it. To win on the Democrat side, he came out hook, line, and sinker against fracking. Now he started to distance himself from that, try to make it murky, but his public position has been he's against fracking here in Pennsylvania. That's a death sentence politically.
Absolutely. I'm from Texas, actually, and I understand how important this is. And I think Pennsylvania could become the next Texas with the vast amount of resources you guys have. So for him to embrace the Green New Deal actually on the debate stage in Houston, Texas, for the first time, and to continue to embrace that, which includes banning fracking, it is way out of touch with the Pennsylvania voters. And it would basically rob from the future, from Pennsylvania's future prosperity. And I think people get that.
Well, and in parts of the state, they get it incredibly. I saw a piece this morning, and this is just flying under the radar, from Breitbart, Tommy Hicks with us on Talk Radio 1210, that the stock market jump this past week or so is higher and closer on the best month since 1974. Which indicates when the market yesterday, when we heard about this remarkable new drug that, if taken in the right time with the coronavirus, might be something that has tremendous impact, the market sprang into action. And the underlying economy is solid. It's just getting released out of this lockdown shutdown and defeating the virus. It's going to unleash that.
Yes, and as we all know, the market looks forward and is smarter than any one individual. So that's very promising to me. And what we heard yesterday about RIM disappear is, yes, is very promising as well. We need to get our economy back to work. And the president has this three-phase plan to get empower states to get the economy going again. And I think we've got to be safe, but we've got to get going again.
Absolutely. Tommy, thanks for the update. Please come back anytime here to Pennsylvania. We love having you.
Thank you, Dom. Appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.